Farewell, worldly pleasures and fading delight, for now all my days must be turned into night. Now suffer I must, and the race I have run has shortened my days, and my thread it is spun. Ah, wretch that I was, for to plot and conspire against that good prince whom the world do admire. And now for the same I am in a sad plight, a poor and distressed unfortunate knight. How might I have lived in splendor and fame, that now by true subjects am greatly to blame? No pity I find there is fall'n to my share, my spirits decay, and I fall in despair. But how could I expect any favor to find that harbored such thoughts in my treacherous mind? All you that in mercy do fix your delight, now pity a poor unfortunate knight. My days that long time I in pleasure did spend, in shame and disgrace like a traitor I end. Though it grieves me to think, yet confess it I must, the sentence passed on me is nothing but just. For the deeds I have done and the words I have said, were I to be punished by losing my head, grim death would the less than my senses affright, that am a distressed unfortunate knight. But the thoughts of a rope are most dreadful to me, that must hang for my crimes at the three-cornered tree, and there in the view of a thousand or more, receive what I long had deserved before. O justice severe, how swift are thy wings to pursue the bloodsuckers of merciful kings, who in thoughts are oppressed by day and by night, like me a distressed unfortunate knight. Though I had got over and crossed the seas, my mind was afflicted, my soul not at ease. My conscience was filled with horror and dread, that vengeance would follow wherever I fled. And now to my sorrow most certain I find, that which so long time hath afflicted my mind, and will now put an end to my joy and delight, that am a distressed unfortunate knight. My crimes are so great and so heinous indeed, that the thoughts of them now make my soul for to bleed. And now 'tis high time for to mourn and lament, that my precious time have so wickedly spent. Oh, now let me mourn in showers and tears, that I have so wickedly spent all my years. Now death is continually in my sight. Oh, pity a poor and unfortunate knight. My griefs and my sorrows what tongue can express, and few there is pity me in my distress. But all will allow it is nothing but reason that traitor should die for the hatching of treason. Or must I confess 'tis by heaven forbid, and like unto murder long never lies hid, but one time or other it cometh to light. O pity a poor unfortunate knight. And bloody designs seldom take their effect, because they're unjust and their course indirect. Let others beware of my sorrowful end, that did on the hopes of preferment depend. But now you may see by my pride and ambition, I've brought myself into a woeful condition. All you that do come for to see the sad sight, pray pity a poor unfortunate knight. Let reason prevail and your conscience convince that you ought to obey your most sovereign prince. For I do confess at this minute of death, a more merciful prince never yet did draw breath. than Britain's great Charles, who ruled in the nation, true subjects' delight and the world's admiration. Though by doing of things too unjust and not right, I now am a distressed, unfortunate knight. And now, all my friends, I must bid you adieu. The time is but short, I can tarry with you. Oh, learn to be wise and take warning by me. The fruits of high treason are bad, as you may see. And now 'tis too late, I in sorrow lament that I, like a traitor, my lifetime have spent. Let your actions be just and your dealing upright. Now take this same poor unfortunate knight.